From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. 1 year after a failed coup, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says his security advisors will be meeting today to discuss extending a state of emergency. The July 15, 2016 coup attempt killed 250. Exiled cleric Fethullah Gulen is accused of being behind the failed coup. He denies it. Mr. Erdogan says no terror attacks, coup attempts, diplomatic plots, or economic traps will do away with his government. University of San Francisco analyst Stephen Zunis.
The country is actually quite divided. It's unfortunate because people from across the political spectrum came together to oppose the military coup. It initially seemed like a triumph for democracy. But unfortunately, Erdogan took advantage of the emergency and began to round up dissidents.
Last week, the leader of the opposition Republican People's Party called for an independent accounting over the failed coup. At least one person was killed, dozens more injured, most of them policemen in clashes in the Egyptian Nile island of Al-Warraq. And security forces moved in to demolish illegal buildings. Despite using tear gas, police withdrew without removing island residents. President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi has ordered a campaign to recover the state island, which has been encroached upon. Iran has imprisoned a Chinese-American man, 37-year-old Shi Yue Wang, for 10 years after accusing him of infiltrating the country. Same time, the brother of Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has been detained. He is on allegations of financial impropriety. This is VOA News.